Kobo. Although this tribute was inspired by Naira, it would not be complete without including my first ever companion, a Rhodesian Ridgeback, registered as Tano Rafingora, named Kobo, who was Naira's father. Kobo was the most incredible dog and taught me more during his short life on this earth than I realized at the time. Born on my birth date in 1992, it seemed destined we were to be together. In 1999, at the tender age of 7 years old, Kobo was to begin teaching me one of the most definitive lessons of my life, which would ultimately lead me to the work I offer today. Following spring vaccinations, Kobo's health mysteriously began to deteriorate. Over a period of 6 weeks, after many visits to the vet, concerns over his health, and misdiagnoses, Kobo was referred to a teaching hospital in Boston, Massachusetts, and was diagnosed with lupus and kidney failure. I was devastated and distraught at how long he had suffered before he received a diagnosis. I was adamant that Kobo would not be hospitalized. However, my knowledge, personal strength, and courage were not what they are today. I had recently come out of a 12-year relationship marriage as an empty shell. And although intuitively it felt like the wrong decision, Kobo was admitted to intensive care. This decision began an opening of communication between Kobo and I that seemed to flow so clearly, and I told him he would be coming home and wouldn't die in the hospital. He began in this desperate time to open up a part of myself I had not consciously experienced before. Perhaps being an empty shell was the perfect platform for this new experience. It was heart-wrenching to leave him in a strange place that was so sterile and cold. It felt so wrong, yet I did not know what other choices I had. I visited him every day and realized how miserable he was. I continue to talk with him and am more aware today that at that time it was just a one-way conversation, as I didn't give the quiet space to hear his response or his wishes. It was so hard to leave him there after each daily visit. He would howl as I left him each evening. I believe now that he knew his fate and just wanted to come home. The veterinarian staff were conducting tests on him, giving him IV fluids, medication, and manually facilitating his need to urinate and poop. He was in a crate, too. For such a free-spirited and wise dog, this was something he would have found extremely stressful. We lived a life of being together all the time. Work trips, walks, hikes, and freedom. Kobo enjoyed his freedom and socializing with other people and dogs. Now he was completely isolated. Certainly not good for his soul. I had been told by the staff that after 1 week he could be released. It was a long and grueling week, both emotionally and physically, and I was excited to finally bring him home. When I arrived that day with Naira to collect him, I was shocked to hear that they were recommending that he stay longer due to his condition. This was the day I found my personal strength and spoke from my heart and from what I knew to be the right decision. I was stepping into a new me and hadn't realized how it was all going to unfold. I refused their recommendation to keep him longer and was insistent that he come home. He was so happy to be leaving the hospital and coming home. Naira was pleased to see him too. He and his father had a strong bond and looked out for each other all the time. Kobo struggled and refused to get in my car for quite a while. Again, I realize now I wasn't listening to what he needed and just saw it as my blessed, stubborn Ridgeback. I lifted him into the car and he immediately vomited and defecated all over the car. It seemed he had been holding on to it and was finally able to release of his own free will. I can tell you on that day was the beginning of two-way conversation. I stopped seeing his actions as stubborn and began to ask him why he was acting that way. I learned so much, and this began the continued opening of my natural ability to communicate with animals. As I look back, this was the beginning to me finding my voice and my deep passion for speaking up for my companion. It felt so complete to have him and Naira back together again. Following separation from my husband, 1999, I realized how much of myself I had lost over the years. My voice, my confidence, my desires, and my dreams. I left my marriage as an empty shell, and it was soon after this that Kobo became sick. I was reigniting my drive and sheer determination, the core of who I am, and that was what I would discover over the coming years. I came home with a multitude of very expensive medications for Kobo, and in my continued choice to communicate with him, I told him I would fight with him for as long as he chose to fight for his health. He would willingly take his medications every day, but he was not getting stronger, and his essence and boldness was gone. 2 weeks later, Kobo decided to give up the fight. It was so clear, I knew because he refused to take his medication, and I willingly obliged to not force it upon him. He was so weak and was not improving. After a sleepless night where he was visibly uncomfortable and not resting, I knew it was time to let him go. That morning, I made a call to my vet to bring him in because I felt that Kobo was ready to leave. As I prepared to take Kobo to the vet, I invited Naira to get in the car, which he did, and then I carried Kobo into the car and gently laid him down next to Naira. Kobo had lost so much muscle mass, no longer the robust individual with incredible confidence and vibrancy. The drive to the vet clinic was lonely and upsetting, knowing that I would not be coming home with Kobo. When I arrived at the clinic, I went in to explain that Kobo was too weak to walk. Two technicians helped me carry Kobo into the office. There was no struggle, no fight, no essence that I knew so well. After realization that day was the vet who had administered his vaccinations just 6 weeks earlier was the vet who euthanized him. It had come full circle. The vet and I talked for a little while, and he offered me various options for Kobo, including a blood transfusion. He explained that this probably wouldn't make a huge difference to his health, but wanted me to know what my options were. It was clear to us both that Kobo was beyond any of the options. The essence and personality of the dog I knew so well was already gone, and I declined the offer. Kobo transitioned very peacefully, and I had time with him afterwards to have closure. It was a day and an experience I never forgot. I was completely devastated at his loss, and took about a year to work through this experience and come to a level of understanding and resolution around it. I believe at the time I felt like I had not done enough, had not explored my options, had not spoken up and been more pushy. This has become one of the many gifts Kobo left for me to support my work today and to feel the emotion as I work with other people and their animals. His tragic death at age 7 from the Lyme disease vaccination led me on a journey to find out more about how we care for our animals and also taught me about standing up for what I believe is right, not only in my animal care, but also in my own life too. During my year of deep mourning, I acknowledged the feelings of guilt over the decisions I had made for his medical care during those final weeks. I often questioned whether different decisions may have changed the outcome. However, I will never know. I realized, and sometimes still struggle, to accept that the choices I made for Kobo were to the best of my knowledge and sense of what was happening to Kobo at the time. This heart-wrenching experience led my life in a completely different direction. An amazing journey was being laid out for me. I only have him to thank for the hard realizations that his death gave me. I found out a couple of years later from a holistic veterinarian that the combination of the vaccine, several misdiagnoses, emergency inpatient care, and the medications he was prescribed had created additional stress and weakness, which led to his body shutting down rather than helping him to heal. I honor Kobo every day for his being in my life, his unconditional love, and the immense lessons he shared with me before leaving to continue his work as a spirit guide. Following his transition, my life turned a huge corner, and as I reflect back, I realize he had led me to ultimately change my career and lifestyle. That's a story for another time. It is thanks to him that I learned about the holistic healthcare options available for our pets. And it is through him that I also learned so much about myself and the need to focus on my own healing. Have you ever noticed how our pets reflect what is happening with our own health and emotional issues? Could it be because they choose to guide us through our personal growth and development in order to allow us to flourish? Our pets are truly wonderful teachers. A few months after his death, Kobo visited me for the first time. I was driving to an appointment with my hairdresser, and all of a sudden, I experienced an overwhelming energy and presence in the car. I had never been visited before, but somehow knew this feeling was him. I began to cry. I still missed him so very much. Then I wept as all the guilt came flooding back. As I cleared these negative feelings, an incredible sense of peace and contentment came over me as I realized he was around. He had found an undeniable way to let me know he was with me by bringing the essence of his very strong and loving energy to me. He opened a door to further enhance my own expansion and that of those I would meet. From then on, he was with me often, and I thoroughly enjoyed his visits. Kobo is a dog whose essence I truly look forward to meeting again. His presence in my life since his passing continues to inspire me and helps me to understand that our animals choose to come into our lives and can choose to be with us after their passing, teaching us to know there is often a bigger purpose to our lives and the lessons we can learn. Death is a revolving part of life, which our animals are fully aware of and have no fear of. His teachings and those of his son Naira are to share these transitional experiences in the hope that people may further understand the end-of-life process for our animal companions from their perspective, and what a blessing we can receive from slowing down long enough to listen to their deepest wishes.